Hello, my friends, and welcome back to Movie Deputy Reviews, where we are here with another new hit for you. I'm sounding like a radio DJ, but no. Nothing on the radio, though we will have a movie trailer here for you in just a few minutes. Today we are talking about a movie that is kind of going quite popular in the theaters at the moment. It's by a best-selling author, and it's honestly one I'd never heard of. So, based on how the story plays out and how kind of everything went alongside of it, this movie can be very triggering for certain audiences. Going to my notes here. And what do I mean by that? Well, it deals with narcissism, self-harm, abuse, murder, and even rape. And so I want to, if that's not something that's going to interest you, then I hope you'll still stay through the review, but you might want to skip the movie if any of those is going to be too much for you. If you are not sure which one I'm talking about, today we are talking about The Housemaid. So if you're here on our YouTube channel and you got that notification to come check us out, then of course you can see what movie we're talking about because of the poster right here next to me. Now, if you're like me and you don't read the books, you come into this blind and you're going, eh? Of course, if you read the books, you kind of know what's going to happen. It never mimics the book completely. I mean, Hollywood also always takes creative licenses with the movies. And this is no different on that. I've heard from a lot of people that, oh, I love the book. I love the movie. Or like, oh, I love the book. And the movie was a little weird. I've heard both of those comments so far. So I'm not sure which way to lean on that. But I'd like to let people know right off the bat, I never read the books ever. Like, I just don't. I just judge it based on the movie. And honestly, where I ended up with this one, if you can't tell, I gave it a guilty rating based on the trigger warnings that I gave. But this one is just, I don't know. It's, if you, like I said, if you're a fan of the book, if you're a fan of the author, then you're probably going to get a lot more out of this than somebody coming into it blind. But when, at the same time, there's so many books out there based, or so many movies based on books that are strong enough to stand on their own. And to where it's like, if you never see the book, you can still really appreciate the story. And I'm just not quite sure that this gets there. Now, why do I say that? Well, when we get to the point where we're talking about the score, that'll make a little bit more sense on that. But before, like I said, before we kind of get into that or get into some of the details of the movie, I want to share the trailer with you. So let's go on over here and check this out.
Winchester.
Oh, please call me Nina. Come on in.
So why do you want this job?
I just really enjoy being a housemaid. For the right families, of course.
You know this is a live-in position, right?
Ta-da! This is your room.
What do you think?
It's perfect.
Okay, good.
Now, if you're just catching this part of the trailer thus far, I mean, they meet each other. They're talking about the one, Millie being a housemaid for them and just kind of how that's going to play out. And then she's shown her sleeping quarters and it feels very almost creepy of sorts. Mind you, this is not a horror movie at all. It's an action drama with a little bit of a thriller added in. If you're sensitive to blood and gore, this one might be a little bit much in a couple scenes for you. But like I said, let's jump back into the trailer here.
So, would you like the grand tour? I know I have good taste. See what you're getting yourself into? The job is mostly cleaning, organizing, some light cooking.
Hello?
Millie's gonna be living with us?
She's gonna live with us.
Andrew, I told you that!
She'd be part of the family. I want you to feel safe here.
I do.
Theodore. You're a lifesaver. I don't know what I'd do without you. Billy.
I need this job. I can't lose it. I do not want to go back.
All I'm asking, baby. Please, 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 really good feeling about this, Millie.
Me too.
Okay, I'll be in touch.
This is one of those ones where you're going to want to come over here to YouTube, and if nothing else, come check out my facial expressions as that trailer is playing out, because I really try my best not to like check out a bunch of the trailers and stuff like that before I go to the movies, because I don't want it to influence my thoughts on things and just kind of how that's all playing out. Well, here you have Millie. She is trying to get a new fresh start in life, and I'm not going to explain why because that would be a spoiler, and you know me, no spoilers ever. But her new start in life is in, she's interviewing for the Winchesters, and they have a housemaid position, so it's a little bit of cooking, a little bit of cleaning, just kind of taking care of things. And it quickly devolves into a very tense situation because the relationship between the husband and the wife is very unusual. The wife is Nina, and she has some mental problems of sorts. How that plays out is a very key part of the story, but again, no spoilers. And then, of course, their daughter, and just, it's a very tense interaction. Things in the house are very strict, but the who enforces the strict and who is in charge of punishment and what all that entails, and it's just a borderline thriller that just, it's struggling to find its way. Like I said, if you're familiar with the book, you know the story, know how it goes. There is a twist at the end. At the very end, there's a twist that indicates that there could be more to this story. And this is one of the ones I really have to sit down and I have to look at the deputy scale, because I mean, there's no such thing as a 10 on the deputy scale. I mean, it exists, but there's no such thing as a perfect movie. As also, there's no zero. And we've had a lot that have just kind of fallen mid-range lately. Nothing spectacular, but nothing absolutely horrible. And this is another one of those. But this is one of those ones where I really have to separate what my personal thought is from what I do with Movie Deputy. Now, why is that? Well, looking purely at the movie, how it's done, some of the continuity stuff that's going on, nothing too major, but this is not a movie that stands well on its own unless you're familiar with the book. And I think that's important to note for people who, like I said, who don't read the book. And like, there's enough of a story that is interesting. There's enough of a hook that, like I said, it's leading into something else. There's a twist that you absolutely don't expect. You kind of, I kind of thought something was happening. Something was building to some precipice where the story would break and kind of go in a different direction. And that's exactly what it did. Now, what was that break? Again, no spoilers ever here with me. But the fact that it leads that there could be more, I don't know. I really don't. There's other books in this series, so I could see it doing that. And this one, I guess, has done fairly well in the box office because of the readership that it had. But, here's where I kind of go into the thing. Professionally, if I strictly to the Movie Deputy scale and take my personal feelings completely out of it, I'm going to give The Housemaid a 6.25 out of 10 on the Deputy scale. Now, that sounds like a really good score, right? But here's the thing, and here's the part that I want to add in there. If I was judging it based on what I thought of the movie, it would easily get a 4. It's watchable, but completely forgettable. It's like, unless you're familiar with the story, unless you're familiar with kind of how it plays out in the book, unless you're a fan of the books, the story is completely forgettable. We've seen the story before. We've seen things like this play out. It's a little bit of Stepford Wives. It's a little bit of 50 Shades of Grey. It's a lot of just chaos and tension. And you don't really know where it's going. And even once it gets there, you're just kind of sitting there going, okay. Like, it's, there's no wow factor. The twist, there's a little bit of a wow with that. But story-wise, I don't know, it just really struggles to get there. And like I said, it's going to be very upsetting for people dealing with the issue. Sorry, going back to my notes here. And I'll just kind of, and I like to kind of show you that a little bit. Well, that was the extent of the notes that I took on the movie. And like I said, I made notes about the narcissistic behavior, the self-harm, abuse, murder, and rape. So like I said, if any of those are triggering for you, this is going to be very difficult to watch at times. So I try to come into these without an expectation, without a whole lot of stuff, just kind of going, And that's how I came into this. But like I said, Deputy Wise staying absolutely true to the movie Deputy scale, it gets a 6.25. But like I said, if you're not a fan of the series, it's completely forgettable. So that's why I said personally, I'd give it a 4. But like I said, that doesn't actually go for anything except just me sharing that with you here. But I hope that will at least help somebody who was, if you're not familiar with the books and whether or not you're debating, it's like, okay, should I go to this? Should I not? That's completely up to you. I would say if you do go, say, see if your local theater has kind of those cheaper days of the week to go, maybe to go to something like this, or even wait till it's on instant video, because I'm sure that'll be that way in a few weeks. Some ones like this tend to move faster to instant video than some of the other stories. But as always, I hope that you hit those buttons. Make sure that you subscribe and turn on that little notification bell so that you always get the latest and the greatest Movie Deputy content. You may disagree with me, which is perfectly fine, but that's kind of part of it. So I always appreciate the feedback on this. And just to kind of put this out there, just a quick little thing to put this out there. I get a bunch of hate every time I say I don't read the books. They're like, well, you can't review the movies if you don't read the books. Yes, I can. And there's so many movies out there that stand alone with enough oomph to them that you don't have to read the book to enjoy the movie. This is just not one of them. So again, hope it helps somebody. And I will be back Wednesday with another movie for you. So until then, bye.